My buddy Kel Brazil is here. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And for having congratulations.
Me.
Your life coaching is going very well.
It is.
That's great. Yeah. That's really good.
Thank you.
So there's obviously there's a need out there, right?
Oh, there's a need. Yeah, for sure. There's a need.
That like conventional therapy was not addressing.
Well, yes. In the way that therapy kind of looks back is what we've talked about, looks backwards into, you know, some of those early dynamics from childhood or early development or whatever. Life coaching looks forward and gives you a strategy and a plan for getting through some of those, fork in the road decisions or pivotal moments that people need to make or maybe are scared to make or just really can't find the strategy to get there.
And introduces to your client?
Well, this is my client, Sergeant Michael. He's a police officer here in the St. Louis regional area.
Mm-hmm.
We began working together a few months ago, I think, right?
Yeah, couple months ago.
Yeah. So, Michael, tell us what it's like. What's the experience been like?
It's phenomenal. I didn't know how to, like, I was in this flat spin, and I got hurt really bad. I was having trouble with the workman's comp doctors, the regular doctors. My marriage fell apart. I mean, just, you know, like, slipping on a banana peel and touch a hot stove and hit the paint. Like it was a comedy of errors that would not stop. And I really didn't know where to go. And I wasn't at rock bottom, but I could see I don't want to get to rock bottom mm-hmm. and have to start over. And I heard her commercial on your show and
cool.
I said, hey, this is my sign. I got to do something.
That's great.
Because what I'm doing isn't working.
So was it, like, we've all been there. I spend most of my time in a flat spin. Was it like you just couldn't pull yourself out? You needed to make a decision you couldn't make? What was really the indicators for you that you needed help with?
So when I would attack a problem, they were intertwined and spiderwebbed. And when I tried one, this would be the reason why you can't do this. And then I would attack that problem and you can't do it because of these two reasons. And instead of just concentrating like on the potatoes on my plate before I could get to my meat, she showed me you can have a little bite of everything like a piece of stew and you can still attack all of your problems a little bit at a time. And it sounds like common sense, you know, concentrated, but you need someone to give you common sense concentrated or you'll, you'll just.
100%. That makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's so many things to do and they all seem like, well, if I pull this string, that's going to fall apart. And if I don't push that button, then this thing's going to, and it's not always true. A lot of times it's like superstitions. You just have superstitions in your mind. And if you're like me, you think everyone in my life will fall apart and die if I do this or I don't do this. And it's not true.
I learned.
Yeah.
I thought that.
So is this pretty common with?
Yeah. And so with what I do, I mean, obviously I can approach the client situation from a remedial standpoint, which means you present with a problem and we work on a strategy and we fix that problem and out the door you go mm-hmm. and on down the road. Well, that's fine. But what happens the next time another problem comes along? So I prefer to take the approach of going deep and looking at someone's mindset, because if I can affect the way somebody sees their world and their place in it, I arm them with the skills going forward to handle anything the next time something comes up.
And I bet it's really true, especially for someone like Officer Mike, that I'm sure you're nails in parts of your life. You're the go-to guy. So how could I be such a mess over here? And then that creates this shame of like, I don't want anyone to know. I was so hard over here.
Yeah, it was quicksand.
And yeah.
The more I moved and got out of it, the deeper I got into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing my own therapy session because I do the same thing. Like professionally, nails. I can make changes. I don't worry about it. I know that I'll make it okay if it doesn't go exactly right. And that doesn't go exactly right. You put that into the personal world, and I just shut down. Just shut down. And some people probably the opposite. Some people, I'm fine. Personal, family, it's all fine. But the job, oof, yeah. I can't stay my boss, or I can't make this happen or that happen.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, it runs the gamut. I see people for this fork in the road, like I said, a career development or career change or that kind of thing. But there's also, relationship. I have clients that I work with specifically for relationship issues. So they may work with a therapy for, codependency issues or whatnot. But what happens then when that problem is addressed? You need a strategy for going forward because you're just going to carry those problems, if you don't, into your next relationship.
Yeah. And I think, too, going to therapy every week like I do And I don't think my therapist is bilking me, but there comes a time when you go, okay, let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to see you next week and we'll do the same thing.
Right.
Have the same conversation.
Yeah. And my goal is not to have somebody in a coaching situation for months and months on end. It should not be that way. We should be able to give you some tools, give you some strategies, and you know, away you go.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. That's great. So are you feeling you're there? You still got a ways to go?
Oh, I will always have a long way to go, but now she taught me how to swim, and that's what I needed to get through this. Instead of just reaching up for a helping hand, now I can just take care of it myself.
That's great. Kel, how do people get in touch with you?
You can reach me by website, KelBrazil, just like the country.com, or my phone number is 314-565-3335.
Is that your phone number?
Yeah, it's my phone number.
Look at you.
Right.
You're brave. Your phone will be dinging like crazy right now, like inappropriate. And that's just from Wiggins. Kel, KELL, Brazil.com. Thank you, Officer Mike. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your service. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody.